Ever eager to pursue experimental possibilities, the Dalai Lama went on to propose one even more interesting to him. Quote, to see whether by just studying the brain you could discern the difference between a valid cognition and an invalid cognition. For instance, it would be interesting as an experiment to give a person a photograph of someone who is known to them by name but whom they have not seen. You say that this is the person whose name he knows, and so he would, from then on, believe that the person he has heard about is in the photograph. But in reality, that photo is of someone else. So that is an instance of false cognition. Then, later he is told that actually you are just kidding. This is not a photograph of the person he thought it was, but this other one is. So, from that point onward, he has completely given up the previous thought, and now has a new understanding that is a valid cognition. What we see here is a continuing cognition in relation to one and the same object, namely, the image in the photograph. In one instance, it is a false cognition, in another, it is a valid cognition. I wonder if there is a possibility of determining or distinguishing between the two purely on the basis of brain activity. Richard Davidson replied, "There are experiments that are directly relevant to that. I'll give you one example of a very simple experiment. You have two lights of different intensities, a bright light and a dim light. You precede the bright light by an audio tone of one frequency and the dim light by an audio tone of another frequency. So when the tone comes on, you know which light is about to occur. You then present a light that is in between in intensity. Sometimes you precede it by the first tone, and at other times you precede it by the second tone. It turns out that there is a place in the brain that directly tracks the intensity of the light, irrespective of which tone precedes it. But there are other parts of the brain that correspond to the expectation that is created by the tone.